WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Third and final hour of the program here on Tuesday morning. And coming up in just a few weeks, we're going to be having the annual Nicole Podkowa 5K walk and run. So it's a chance to be able to get out there and take part in this great event that not only is great exercise for you, but also helps benefit families who are getting treatment at the South Coast Health Cancer Center here in Fairhaven. And joining us, we have a couple of guests. I'm going to introduce each one of them to you. First, we have Becky Schlosser. She's the Director of Operations at the Cancer Care Center. Good morning, Becky. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And let's bring on Sue as well. We are also joined. Let me just lock you in here to make sure that we don't drop the call. And Sue Domingue, who is a cancer care social worker at the Cancer Care Center. Good morning, Sue. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Great. And I'm doing well today because of the great work at the Cancer Care Center, having gone through it myself. So I appreciate all the great work that you both do over there and everybody over there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's start with Becky. Becky, can you tell us a little bit about your role and what you do at South Coast Health?
So I am the Director of Operations over at the Cancer Center. We do have two locations, one in Fairhaven, Mass., and one in Fall River, right adjacent to Charlton Memorial Hospital. And I oversee all of the daily operations, so making sure patients get where they need to be at the right time and help coordinate care with the amazing staff and team that I have there.
And Sue, your role there?
I am the social worker at the Fall River Cancer Center. So each site has its own full-time social worker, and then we also have some per diem social workers that assist.
And as a social worker there, what kind of work would you be doing with the folks who come into the cancer center?
Well, I look at my role as an advocate and a support person. So obviously the doctors and the nurses and are taking care of the cancer patients and addressing the cancer, but many of the patients have barriers to treatment or psychosocial issues, and that would be, you know, my role. So if someone can't get to their treatment and needs know about transportation resources, or if someone needs some education about PFML or disability, or, you know, worried about finances. Actually, this is where the Nicole Podkowa fund comes into play. We often use that to help our patients. Support groups. I've run support groups. Andrea, the social worker in Fairhaven, also has support groups for patients. It's a very wide role. We're here to help the patients.
And that's what it's all about, because, Becky, cancer doesn't just affect the patient, it affects their entire family.
Absolutely.
And so can you, Becky, tell us a little bit about this race and why it started? I mean, we've talked about it in the past, but the story, I think, is one that we definitely want to keep sharing with folks, because Nicole was such a special person, and now in her name, they've done such great work.
Absolutely. So we have a restricted fund in Nicole Podkowa's name, the Nicole Podkowa Patient and Family Caregiver Fund. Our 5K is our major fundraising event to support this fund. This year's event will take place on Sunday, October 5th. We have a free kids run that starts at 8:15, and then runners at 9, walkers followed at 9:05. We do this 5K annually. This is our 8th annual 5K. To be able to know that we always have funds, and we can always increase what we're able to give back to our patients. So it started 8 years ago. It was, you know, very small, about 300 registered walkers. We raised about $30,000 that year. And we were amazed that, you know, we had $30,000 to add to this fund. Now, going on 8 years later, last year we had a little over 1,000 registered walkers. We raised $137,000 for this fund. And the most important thing is that 100% of what we raise goes directly back to the patients. It doesn't go back to South Coast. It doesn't go back to our cancer centers. It goes directly back to our patients to help support their needs, as Sue mentioned earlier.
And yeah, Sue, and that's what's really impressive about this is it's not just about helping them, you know, pay for treatment. It's about all the other things that happen in life around having to battle cancer and all the other things that can weigh on your mind when you really need to just focus on your health and getting better. This is a way to kind of help out with some of those external things.
Exactly. Yeah. It always amazes me, and it saddens me actually, that, you know, I might meet a patient who is less focused on the fact, or less stressed about the fact that they have a cancer diagnosis, but more concerned about the ramifications. You know, am I going to lose my job? Am I going to be able to pay my bills? Am I going to get evicted? Am I going to be bankrupt with medical bills? Like, these are real valid concerns. Or someone that's told, you know, you're going to be coming for radiation 5 days a week and they don't have transportation. Food security can be an issue, too. You know, I'm going to pay for my meds, but now I can't afford my food. I need Ensure or other nutrition supplements, and they're so costly. How am I going to afford that? Or I want to eat more healthy, but I can't afford organic food. You know, those, I see this every day. And this Nicole Patel Fund is unbelievably, it's just such a godsend for our patients. I mean, we use it to provide transportation. We've used it with gift cards, food cards, like grocery cards. We've helped to pay electric bills, gas bills, sometimes rent. We can't pay medical bills because that's a conflict of interest to be, you know, like paying ourselves. So the way that we get around that is, okay, I'm going to submit your electric bill or your gas bill for payment, and then that patient is going to be able to use that money that they would have had to pay for their utilities to pay for their medical bills or to get their durable medical equipment or to get their medications. So, you know, that's how it works. So that's why it works. I could give you examples of, you know, some patients that we've helped and the kind of circumstances they have.
Yeah, please do.
Last week, a patient told me that his, you know, he's disabled, lives paycheck to paycheck. His wife does work, but she has a lot of debt from student loans. And I know, you know, for a fact that he doesn't have any extra money. He said his refrigerator died. He lost all his food. Luckily, his father had an extra refrigerator in his basement, so he was able to replace that. But he couldn't afford to replace the food, so we were able to give him grocery cards. Yesterday, we had a patient who's homeless, staying at a hotel, very limited support. She actually had a medical crisis and needed to go to a tertiary hospital in Boston and had no one to bring her. And I was contacted. This is urgent. We need to get her up there. But it wasn't of such urgency that we could send her by ambulance. So we used the fund to provide a cab ride to the hospital in Boston for her. We have another patient that I can give. This is a good example. Patient with pancreas cancer who lost a significant amount of weight, like over 100 pounds. And her husband came to me and said, you know, none of her clothes fit and I can't afford to buy any clothes. So I was able to give him a Visa gift card to help buy her some clothes out of that fund. another patient, here's something that a lot of people don't think about or realize. You know, if you work for a municipality, if you work for a school department, you don't have paid family medical leave. We had one patient who worked for a school system, but not long enough to really have much sick time. And while she was actually on maternity leave, she was diagnosed with cancer. So she had no benefits. And so, you know, we're able to help her. And it, what's nice about it, too, is it really shows that we're not just treating the cancer, we're treating the whole person. And as you say, it affects the family. I absolutely agree with that. You know, it's not just the patients that it's affected, it's the whole family. And it's a wonderful thing. It's very unique to our cancer center. There are other foundations out there, and we use them. I help patients apply for grants, but most of them are one-time grants. And most of our patients, that's wonderful. You know, we look for that help, but it's often not enough. So we can also supplement the other grants they receive with the Nicole Pacow Fund. And if they're our patient for years, we can help them, you know, not just once, but more than once.
And Becky, you know, being the director of operations there, I'm sure you get excited when there's these new developments that come in being able to fight cancer. And certainly we've made great strides, but those new developments cost money. And as Sue was saying, you know, that's got to be somebody's focus, is to be able to pay for that treatment. It must make you feel good to know that all of these people come out to this event knowing that they're raising money to make sure that all of the patients coming in there can only focus on getting better.
Absolutely. It's an event I've been to all 8 years. I'll be this year there as well. And it's an event where you go there and it's just something in the air that makes you feel like really good. It's a really good feel good moment. It's such a positive event. We usually have a patient there as well telling their story. So it really hits home. It pleases me. And when I see the donations coming through, rolling in, the registrar's list growing, it just makes me extremely happy to know that, you know, we're going to be able to help additional patients.
And it's a community of people. It's people who consider each other family, even if they've never met, but because they've all gone through it together and because, you know, they share the great staff over there, it's amazing to see that camaraderie that comes about. And I know that many of the people who are there walking or running are cancer survivors, and to know that you were able to help them become better enough that now they're out there doing a 5K.
Absolutely. And we've even had cancer survivors or current cancer patients that have received funds and they, you know, they can't participate because they can't, you know, walk or run a 5K, but they just go there to cheer on the runners that are there to help support them in the community.
And that's something I want to point out too. You know, we're talking about being able to run or walk in the 5K, but you don't have to do that. You could volunteer and take part in that way. You could also donate if you just want to make a straight donation.
Absolutely. So we're always up for even, you know, volunteering. You can go and just come down to the Fairhaven Cancer Center on October 5th and just cheer everybody on. Or you can just do a straight donation. So we have our southcoast.org/5K is our website on the southcoast.org page. And we have lots of information on whether you wanted to register for to walk, to run. If you have a child you'd like to participate in the kids run, you can register them right on there as well. Or you can just go and make a straight donation.
So when I was looking at, you know, when I was doing my registration for this year, I saw that there's a couple of new rules. And so I'm just going to throw it out there to either one of you, whoever wants to be the person to have to break the news about the dogs.
Yeah. So unfortunately this year, we are not allowing dogs on leashes or off leashes. Service dogs are always you know, allowed. But unfortunately, we had a couple incidents where pet owners left some items behind of their dogs. So we made the decision this year to not allow dogs, unfortunately. I'm sorry.
Now, I'm not that upset about the no dogs because the dogs all beat me in the race. So at least now this year I can do a little bit better in my place. you know.
but strollers, kids, strollers are more than welcome.
And also a change in the water structure as well, and how you'll be handing out water.
Yes. So last year in the past 7 years, we've always handed out water bottles. This year we'll have water stations, cups, you know, to fill at water stations. And we're trying to be a little bit more environmentally sound. So if you have a cup container that you bring with you to drink, you'll be able to fill it up at one of the water stations, or we'll provide cups.
And I would just recommend anybody that wants to have water throughout the course of the walk or the run, just go to Walmart. You can get a hydration backpack for $20, and that's what I use. And that way there I can just carry it on my back instead of having to carry a cup with me as I'm walking.
Nice.
Although,
great idea.
Some runners are like, that's going to slow me down. Well, okay. I'm not that serious about it. Anything else?
Yes, I wanted to mention something too, because I have taken advantage of this myself in the past, that when COVID hit, we also had the virtual option, and they still offer that. So let's say you have a commitment that day of the race, you know, you really want to participate, you want to do a walk, you want to do a run, you also can opt in to do it somewhere else or on a different day and still feel that you're, you know, doing your share. I've had some friends, you know, and family, because I have also been hit by cancer, but and not just, like you're saying, not just working here, but my husband, my two of my daughters, my sister. And so I've had a group of family and friends participate, but, you know, it might be a different day, a different time, a different location, but still able to do a walk and donate. So that's another option for people.
And you can find it all at southcoast.org/5K. And that's where you can also find, if you want to, you could make a donation to my fundraising campaign, anybody that's listening out there. But just make sure you make a donation in one way or another. It doesn't have to be to me. It doesn't have to be to any particular runner. It could be just to the race overall. But everybody out there, we've all been touched by cancer in some way. And just a few dollars to help these families going through the same thing would go a long way. Thank you both for joining us. Anything else we want to just make sure we get out there before I let you go?
No, thank you so much. Thank you. I can't say enough. Yeah.
And WBSM.
Thank you for having us, and looking forward to seeing everybody on October 5th.
And WBSM will be down there as well. I'll see if we can, you know, get like a little, maybe we can get some tickets to give away to something, you know, so we can get people to come down even more that might not have come down, and they can donate a few dollars while they're there.
That's awesome. That'd be great.
All right. Thank you both so much, and I look forward to seeing you on October 5th.
Great. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That is the Director of Operations, Becky Schlosser, and the Cancer Care Social Worker, Sue Domingue. Thank you for joining us. And I'm looking forward to that event. It is probably my favorite kind of community thing that I get to do every year, because it is such a great family of folks. And now, having gone through it myself, again, not as bad as other people do, but I have an appreciation for what it is that they go through. All right, 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll get the news, and then we can talk more with you. All right, let's take a quick call here before we go into the newsroom. Good morning. You are next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim, quick question. What's going to go in that building next to D'Angelo's, that vacant building?
I'm not sure now. I don't know what's planning on moving in.
Yeah, I just wanted to see if you knew of anything, because I know it's supposed to be a Pizza Hut, but it just that's been sitting there, that building next to D'Angelo's.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything on that lately. But I know, I'm sure they're moving a lot of new businesses into a lot of those buildings that are owned by the same developer, Mike Panagaka. So I'm sure he's working on getting somebody in there as well.
So my birthday was yesterday, Tim.
Well, happy birthday. Happy belated.
43.
Well, I hope you were able to celebrate it.
I was on my tribe, Chick-fil-A, the new Chick-fil-A.
What'd you think?
It's all right. It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's long lines for something that I think is just okay.
Oh my God, and the lines there have been crazy. I was there yesterday, and it was busy. I think it was the day before I was there.
And so, you know, how long did you have to wait?
Sorry, not long, a while.
And did you use the Chick-fil-A sauce?
Yes, I tried the sauce, yes. Yeah. And I tried the French fries. The mac and cheese is good.
I don't think I've had that. So I've had the nuggets. I've had the chicken sandwich, and I had a salad once because I went to a Chick-fil-A drive-thru on a Saturday night at like 9 o'clock, and they said, "Hey, do you like salad?" And I said, "I do." And they're like, "Here, take this." And they just gave me a salad. They're like, "We're closed on Sunday, so we were going to have to throw it away. So you might as well take it." And I was like, "Okay." It was
a
pretty good salad.
I know they're making a Chipotle on half on King's Highway. They're doing that too.
Yeah, they're working on that. I drove by there the other day.
So no word as far as what's going to go in that building near D'Angelo's. I know it's supposed to be Pizza Hut.
Yeah, I don't think it's that, but I haven't heard what it is
that's
yet.
That's why I'm calling and ask about that.
I know you want that Pizza Hut to come back. So do I. I want the pizza buffet like we were promised.
Okay.
All right. You have a good day. Happy belated again.
Thank you.
All right, we got to go into the news. When we come back on the other side, we can talk to you, 508-996-0500. Take it away, Mike Roberts.
The Trump announcement on autism, record high closing on Wall Street, and Jimmy Kimmel returns tonight.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Trump says taking Tylenol during pregnancy can lead to an increase in autism. Speaking at the White House yesterday, Trump says he encourages women not to take the medicine while carrying a child, but if you have to, do so sparingly.
So taking Tylenol is not good. All right, I'll say it. It's not good.
The president said it's also wise to space out vaccines instead of getting a lot administered at once. Trump spoke alongside Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and the administrator for the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid, Dr. Mehmet Oz. Kennedy Jr. established a task force earlier this year in an effort to find the cause of autism. Wall Street closed at record highs yesterday to start the week.
All three major averages hit all-time highs as stocks turned positive in early trading. A surge in tech shares, including Apple, Oracle, and Nvidia, helped to boost sentiment as a threat of a government shutdown still looms over the market. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining 66 points to 46,381. The S&P 500 added 29 points to 66,93. And the NASDAQ rising 157 points to 22,788. I'm Jonathan O'Halloran.
Spirit Airlines plans to furlough one-third of its flight attendants in a cost-cutting move. That's according to the Wall Street Journal, which cited a message sent by COO John Benderaitis to employees yesterday. The executive told employees the airline needs to shift its focus to a complete right-sizing. The decision comes after Spirit revealed to employees last week that it plans to reduce flight capacity by 25% in November. It also follows Spirit filing bankruptcy for the second time in less than a year last month. More people say they're dissatisfied with the direction the country is moving compared to those who say they are satisfied. According to the latest Gallup poll, 29% of survey respondents say that they're satisfied with the way things are going in the U.S. at this time, while 67% say they're dissatisfied. 4% say they have no opinion. The highest satisfaction rating of Trump's second term was recorded back in May with 38%. Jimmy Kimmel is set to return to his late-night talk show tonight. He was suspended indefinitely last week by ABC following comments made related to the Charlie Kirk assassination. Kimmel has been off the air since Wednesday. Disney said it made the decision to pull Kimmel off the air to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country. The company went on to say that they've spent the last several days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy. A new gun club for Jews worried about surging anti-Semitism and their own personal safety is up and running nationally. It's called Locks and Loaded and offers firearms trainings as well as bagels with a schmear. Ira Friedman is a rep for the gun club and said that there are now 1,000 members and 15 chapters in 10 states, including Massachusetts. The New York chapters, which opened earlier this summer, are in Nassau, Suffolk, and Westchester counties. Friedman says Locks and Loaded was born out of a necessity following reported bomb threats against multiple New York synagogues. The Jewish High Holy Days are happening this week. Utah Valley University laying the groundwork for a memorial on campus, remembering Charlie Kirk.
UVU leaders announced there will be a committee to oversee the creation of the memorial, and it will be co-chaired by the Board of Trustees chair and the leader of higher education in the state. Included in the conversation will be students, political leaders, and other key stakeholders. The university says it has already received an outpouring of support, ideas, and suggestions on the campus website. I'm Rob Dawson.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox taking on the Blue Jays tonight in Toronto at 7:07.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Mostly cloudy today, 75. Scattered light rain showers tonight, 61. Clouds and showers likely again tomorrow, 71. Still cloudy and wet on Thursday, 69. 73 for Friday with scattered showers and returning sunny for the weekend in the low 70s. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
That is the B-52s, and we do have the contest up there now for you to enter to win. I got it done during the news. And so if you want to enter to try to win tickets to see the B-52s and Devo at Xfinity Center on Thursday, October 2nd, you can enter now. We're going to pick two winners today because we missed yesterday, and I'm going to be there at that show. So maybe we'll get a chance to hang out a little bit. Or you can just avoid me. That's fine, too. But it should be a great time, a great show with two fantastic bands that I've always wanted to see, B-52s and Devo. And it's brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy, and where they're actually having a special event tonight. So if you get a chance to head over there, they're having David Cover for a special in-store event. So David Cover he's the U.S. brand ambassador for M&H Distillery, and he's worked in the whiskey industry for his entire career. He's a self-proclaimed whiskey nerd, and he's worked in every aspect of distillery life, gaining an intimate knowledge of the distillation process from Dr. Jim Swan, who helped start the first single malt whiskey from Tel Aviv. So he's going to be there tonight starting at 5 p.m. at Stevie's Wine and Spirits. So you get to learn, and I'm sure you'll get to sample some great things over there. Again, 508-996-0500 if you want to call in to talk about any of the things that we've been discussing this morning. One of the things that we didn't really touch on is Jimmy Kimmel is returning to ABC tonight. Now, if you think that, you know, what he said was... I'm still trying to figure out what he said that was insulting to Charlie Kirk, as people have been pointing out. I don't see that. I see something that he said that was insulting to Donald Trump.
and I see something that he said that was, that people think was false information, but that's also his opinion. He is not a news reporter. No matter how Scott Jennings was trying to categorize it on CNN, late night talk shows are not news shows. They are not categorized as news shows. They were trying to push some sort of narrative that they register with the FCC as some sort of news broadcast. That's not what they are. They're entertainment shows. And so, yeah, people are going to say things that are wrong on entertainment shows. They're not news reporters. People shouldn't be taking the things that they say as fact. I'm sure that Greg Gutfeld has said many things that were incorrect on his show that's on the same time slot. I can't stand that show. Nobody is funny on that show. That's my problem. I've tried to watch it. Nobody's funny on that show. But anyway, Kimmel will be back except on the Sinclair-owned stations. And I don't know if they're going to cave in any kind of pressure, if they've got, you know, local advertisers at their local levels that want the show back, or if they're going to just stand on that. But that is a pretty significant portion of the ABC affiliate audience. So I don't think that that covers the locals here, right? Because Sinclair owns 10 and now 6. So if you're watching it on 12 or 5, you should be getting it here, whether you have the Boston cable or the Providence cable. If you don't have cable, I'm sure you can still watch it too on the, whether it be Hulu plus live TV. So, and Jimmy Kimmel will address it at the top of the show. I might stay up to see what he says. I might also just watch a clip tomorrow morning when I wake up. It all depends on how tired I am at the end of the day, because late night shows are just too late for me now. 508-996-0500. We also can take your app chat messages and still some open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I had mentioned earlier, too, during the Gen X files, that today was the anniversary of the Paul McCartney death hoax. And I used to have a guy that would come on Spooky South Coast, became a good friend and one of my favorite all-time, actually my favorite all-time guest. Out of anybody that I've interviewed on any of the shows that I've done, my all-time favorite guest would be R. Gary Patterson, the man who wrote The Walrus Was Paul, formerly known as The Great Beatles Death Clues Hoax or something like that. I forget the original title, but now it's called The Walrus Was Paul. You can still get it. And this book chronicled the evolution of this hoax and all of the supposed clues that the Beatles put in their music. Now, you know, it's all up to interpretation, how much you want to believe it. And certainly if the Beatles did intentionally put these clues in the song, it was done in jest. Paul McCartney didn't die. He was not replaced by a Toronto policeman named William Shears Campbell, who won a lookalike contest in 1966. And they said, "We need a new Paul McCartney. You're going to be the guy." But it's one of those fun conspiracy theories. Back when conspiracy theories could be fun. Back when it could just be a silly thing that nobody really believed in, but it was fun to kind of look and see how it lined up. You know, like to this day, people still watch The Wizard of Oz and play Dark Side of the Moon and insist that it syncs up when Pink Floyd has said, no, it doesn't. We didn't do that. And it kind of becomes a little bit of what's the word for it? But your brain kind of is looking for those patterns, not pareidolia, but more like you're looking to find something, so you're going to make it make sense. It's kind of like when a radio station says, "Oh, we've got the fireworks for you tonight. The fireworks that are happening downtown, and we're going to have synchronized music to the fireworks. So when you tune in, we're going to have music that's synchronized to the fireworks. It's going to blow your mind. It's amazing." And then the fireworks start and you play the radio station and the music comes on. You're like, wow, it is synchronized because, like, right when the drum hit, that it exploded. No, it's not synchronized. They just said that. You know, I give away radio secrets here, but they just said that because they know it's going to, you know, something's going to hit at the right moment. It's going to make it look like it's synchronized. They don't know what the fireworks are going to be ahead of time. They don't know when they're going to get set off and how to time it. Plus, radio's on a delay, all that kind of stuff. So it's, you know, just they can say it's going to be synchronized, and then it looks like it is because you're looking for where it matches up. But the Paul is dead clues were really fun to explore, and Gary had a great way of breaking it all down, and you always weren't exactly sure if he believed it or not. But he certainly has put a lot of research into it. He's no longer with us. He passed away quite a few years ago now. But go back and find those Spooky South Coast episodes, and you'll hear, like, I didn't really talk a lot on that show anyway because it's about the guests telling their stories. But, like, you barely hear a peep out of me because I just could sit and listen to Gary for hours. And I would have him come on and talk about the same things over and over again. The 27 Club, all the famous people that died at the age of 27. I'd have him talk about that over and over again just because it was so fascinating to hear him tell those stories. All right, I got to take a break here. Before I do that, another thing that you can hear about that is fascinating is how solar energy can work for you. And if there is an expert on that, it's Isaacson Solar. They can come to your home and take a look at your property, tell you if you're a good fit for solar, tell you what your options could be. You could have those nice seamless panels on your roof that nobody would even know they're there. Or they could put them on a garage. They could put them in your yard. They could build you a solar pavilion so you have a new backyard structure where your family can have shade on a sunny day but also be collecting those sun's rays. Or a carport, which is going to be coming in handy as the weather turns and you want to protect your car and not have to clear the snow off of it while also collecting the sun's rays. So all of that and more is available through Isaacson Solar. All you have to do is set up an appointment for them to come out and talk to you. And you can do that by going to their website, isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com, and have them come out and talk to you soon so that you can take advantage of those tax credits that are expiring at the end of the year. isaacsonsolar.com. Let me get this break in, and we will be right back. Welcome back in. That, of course, is Prince. Prince in the New Power Generation, his second band after the Revolution. So just a real quick note, if you are heading to the Raynham area, MassDOT is letting us know that 495 southbound is currently closed at mile marker 17.2 in Raynham due to an earlier rollover crash that resulted in a fuel spill. So traffic is being diverted via exit 18. So you can keep up by going to mass511.com, or you can dial 511 and select a route to hear real-time conditions. You can also subscribe to receive text and email alerts from MassDOT. But that is the latest on that, is that they have 195 southbound completely closed down in the area of mile marker 17.2 in Raynham as they are working to clean up that fuel spill. Not quite as exciting as the spill that happened in Rhode Island the other day, where that was beer. Truck went through trying to get where it couldn't get, and a bunch of beer bottles got broken. Now that's the kind of spill that I could get behind. Literally get behind it and then scoop up some of the beer. 508-996-0500. Speaking of roads, not beer, but driving, Trembley Bus Company desperately needs school bus drivers, monitors, and van drivers. It's a great job for retirees, stay-at-home parents, or anyone looking to earn great pay while supporting local students. And if you're interested, but you don't have your CDL, that's okay. They're willing to train you if you are willing to learn. So you can find out more about those jobs, what they entail, and how to apply by going to the Tremblay Bus Company website, tbcbus.com. tbcbus.com. And who knows? You could be the next great school bus driver that kids will remember for the rest of their lives, like Carlos and Earl Friedeborn and Mrs. B. Oh, Mrs. B. I wonder if she's probably not with us anymore. Such a sweet lady. Would let me sleep on the bus and then would drive right by my house and then go down to the end of the street where she would turn around and then come back and wake me up so I could have the extra couple of minutes of sleep. Such a nice lady. All right, I got one more break I got to get in here. Let me get that done. We will be back in a few moments to wrap up the show for today. All right, I figured I'd leave you there with the greatest pop song of all time, Easy Lover by Philip Bailey and Phil Collins. I mean, twice the Phillips there. But we've got Chris McCarthy coming your way with South Coast Now. I'm sure he's got a great program coming your way. I'll be back tomorrow. We'll have more Money Talks cash codes coming your way. There's 9 more chances today to enter to win $1,000. Of course, that is brought to you by Carter's Clothing, Morgan's Cantina, and Allegiant Airlines. And we look forward to when you do win the $1,000, you bringing donuts over here to thank us, right? That's what Chris McCarthy wants. You want them from Honeydew, right? You want them from Walter Moniz's Honeydew.
Absolutely, the best donuts.
So there you go. So I will be back tomorrow. We've got some great stuff planned. And, of course, we'll have another edition of the